Pelham Today received the following letter to the editor about this year's World Day of Prayer ceremony at Holy Trinity Anglican Church. Approximately 60 people from 8 churches in Fonthill and guests gathered on Friday, March 7th at Holy Trinity Anglican Church. In celebration of the World Day of Prayer, they were greeted by the sound of ocean waves and ladies from the parish who were adorned with floral garlands or ice as they are known in the Cook Islands. TH sewing together the blossoms of artificial flowers that were donated by friends and relatives. The ladies of our parish replicated the real flower garlands that the women of the Cook Islands create to wear for celebrations. Each year WDP committees from different countries around the world write the service used. For this year, the WDP committee of the Cook Islands wrote this lovely service based on the theme "I Made You Wonderful" from Psalm chapter 139 for the Women's Interchurch Council of Canada and shared their written service with parishes. All offerings and donations collected during these services and online donations support grants that assist women's needs across Canada and around the world. Previous to the service, a group from our parish met for a Bible study discussion on the Psalm chapter 139, "I Made You Wonderful." The use of centering and connecting exercises, and ocean waves to enhance meditation were found to be relaxing, the personal stories of Cook Island women and the country background were interesting, and the prayers were peaceful. The hymns, "God Who Knows Us," "Wonderfully Made," and Spirit of Gentleness were sung accompanied by Diane Williams and Mike Hughes, along with the World Day of Prayer's Lord of the Dance video to conclude the service, made for an uplifting afternoon. On display was a beautiful shell necklace directly from the Cook Islands that Gertrude Catress from Pelham Community Church shared from when her husband had worked there. An island decor reception followed, which included fruit punch, coffee, tea and goodies, all featuring pineapple and coconut, along with animated conversation comparing the Cook Islanders' problems and needs with our own. Many thanks must go to all of our parishioners who worked together tirelessly to promote and present this spiritual outreach to our community, and to Paul Verosh, who took photos. Donations supported the World Day of Prayer itself and the WDP grant programs. A list of 2023-2024 grants can be found at wdpcanada.ca/grant-programs/. For more detailed information, next year's World Day of Prayer 2026 in our community will be hosted by the Kirk on the Hill Parish on Heist Street. Linda Adario, Fonthill.